Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, December 20th. You'll be interested to know, 25 years ago, today, in 1999, Macau transitioned from centuries of Portuguese rule to becoming a special administrative region of China, following an agreement made 12 years earlier between China and Portugal. This change marked a significant moment in the region's history, reflecting the complexities of colonialism and sovereignty. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect chest-to-shoulder-high swell on Thursday, with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Friday, expect chest-ahead high swell, remaining glassy in the morning and shifting to light sideshore conditions in the afternoon. Saturday will feature double-to-triple overhead high swell, with semi-glassy conditions in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 5 feet until noon. After that, it turns fair, but might turn clean for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the east-southeast swell is 3 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 4 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 3 foot at 6 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide at 11:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, there's patchy fog and feels like 58 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 4:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:47. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., clearing up to mostly sunny skies with a high near 70. Expect a light breeze today. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with a low around 49 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 66 and light north winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 50. Sunday and Monday will bring partly sunny skies with highs near 67. Tuesday introduces a chance of rain showers in the afternoon with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is nearing the end of its long and costly legal battle over the controversial 2012 Proposition B. The city has agreed to spend over $2 million to create pensions for 204 workers hired after Proposition B took effect. However, around 1,000 police officers still face pension issues related to their 6 months in the police academy. Resolving this dispute could cost approximately $11 million. The police union argues these officers deserve pension credit, as they have been paying more than necessary. Now on to sports. Last night on Thursday Night Football in Inglewood, the Los Angeles Chargers, at 9-6, rallied past the Denver Broncos, also 9-6. With a thrilling 34-27 victory. Justin Herbert shined, tossing for 284 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a clutch 19-yarder to Darius Davis. Gus Edwards added 2 rushing scores. Despite the loss, Denver still holds an 85% playoff chance. Tonight, the college football playoffs kick off as the seventh-seeded Notre Dame Fighting Irish, with an impressive 11-1 record, hosts the ninth-seeded Indiana Hoosiers, also at 11-1, in a historic playoff clash. Notre Dame's robust rushing attack faces Indiana's stingy defense, allowing just 70 yards per game. Notre Dame is favored by 7. On Saturday, the Pittsburgh Steelers, at 10-4, take on the Baltimore Ravens, 9-5, in a crucial AFC North clash. With the Steelers favored by 3, this showdown promises intensity. Pittsburgh seeks an AFC North title, leveraging their dominant record against Baltimore. Key players include T.J. Watt, battling an ankle issue, and Lamar Jackson, aiming to improve his 1-4 record against Pittsburgh. The over-under is set at 47.5. Also on Saturday, the showdown between the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans unfolds at Arrowhead. The Chiefs, at 13-1, are favored by 3.5 points against the Texans, who stand at 9-5. With Patrick Mahomes likely playing through an ankle sprain, expect a battle of defenses. The over-under is set at 47.5. In local sports, last night, the Lakers triumphed over the Kings 113-100 at the Golden 1 Center. Austin Reeves led with 25 points, hitting 8 of 9 free throws. De'Aaron Fox put up 25 for Sacramento. The Lakers continue their strong run, improving to 16-12, while the Kings drop to 13-15. Tomorrow night, the Lakers take on the Sacramento Kings again at Golden 1 Center. In hockey last night, the Los Angeles Kings dominated the Flyers 7-3 in Philadelphia. Hans Kopitar and Kevin Fiala each netted 2 goals, leading the rally. Warren Fogle also contributed with a goal and an assist. The Kings now stand at 19-9-4. Tomorrow, the Kings take on the Predators in Nashville. In top news, the Food and Drug Administration is sounding the alarm about serious side effects linked to Librela, a widely used arthritis medication for dogs. In a letter to veterinarians, the agency reported over 3,600 cases of adverse effects, including seizures, lameness, and even death. Some dogs had to be euthanized. Zoetis, the drug's manufacturer, maintains that Librela is safe and effective, with side effects being rare compared to millions of doses given. The FDA is recommending an update to Librela's label to include potential neurological and other side effects, emphasizing the need for caution among pet owners. In business news, Donald Trump's election victory has left Wall Street optimistic about tax cuts and deregulation boosting corporate profits. Despite a recent halt in the stock market rally after the Federal Reserve signaled a tough stance on interest rates, the S&P 500 remains up since Trump's win. However, a demand for crash protection options indicates investor caution. The volatility index has reached an all-time high, suggesting that investors are hedging against potential market downturns. Experts warn that Trump's aggressive tariff proposals and immigration policies could disrupt the economy, prompting traders to adopt a balanced investment approach. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 97,000. Ethereum is just under 3,400. And GOATSE's Maximus is down to 50 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Dr. Stuart Hameroff, a retired professor of anesthesiology from the University of Arizona, has long explored the complex question of consciousness. His theory, known as orchestrated objective reduction, posits that microtubules within neurons play a crucial role in forming consciousness through quantum processes. Despite facing criticism for nearly three decades, recent studies suggest that quantum interactions may indeed occur in the brain, prompting a reevaluation of Hameroff's ideas. As research continues, he believes that consciousness may extend beyond the brain, potentially existing even before life itself, raising fascinating implications for both science and spirituality. Entertainment news. The rise and fall of Nepo baby directors is evident in the recent box office flops of 2024. Jake Kasdan's Red One debuted on November 15th, but despite its impressive budget of $250 million, it only grossed $175 million globally. Other filmmakers like Ishana Knight Shyamalan and Zelda Williams also faced disappointment with their projects, The Watchers and Lisa Frankenstein. However, Zoe Kravitz found success with Blink Twice, earning $46 million. As the industry reflects on these trends, some films, like Red One, may still find their audience in streaming. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Ralph Marston. And he said, "You've done it before and you can do it now. See the positive possibilities. Redirect the substantial energy of your frustration and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.